What's up? What's going on? It's Mills. You already know what it is. I just want to talk a little bit today about the James Comey book that's out. You know, he's on his press run right now. He's out there getting that shmoney. And a lot of people got issue with it, man. But I don't know. I got a little different take on it. I don't really have issue with my man trying to get his money. My issue is with the people who, you know, on both sides, Republican and Democrat, Democratic pundits, you know what I'm saying? They're kind of being unfair. And let me tell you what I mean by that. I wholly expect the Republicans and Republican pundits and supporters of the president to come out, you know, guns blazing, saying whatever, saying that he's, you know, smacked his mother when he was 10 years old, he's the worst guy ever, and all this kind of stuff. I wholly expect that. That's what they do. I mean, a lot of times it sounds so ridiculous, you don't even need to respond to it, because you know where it's coming from. But the issue I have is with the liberal pundits and, you know, the Democratic pundits out there. And I get them having criticism of Comey over how he handled the Hillary Clinton emails and the Hillary Clinton investigation right before the election. I totally understand them, like, basically holding them to account on that, because I do too. Like, obviously I believe it was wrong. It obviously affected the election. A lot of people try to pussyfoot around it and act like it didn't, but we all know the truth. You can go back and look at the polling. You can see and identify when she dropped in the polls. Like, it's no secret, right? Even though every time we try to bring it up, people always say, oh, well, you know, Hillary was a bad candidate, she didn't lose because of that. That's BS. But anyway, going back to why I feel like they're being unfair to Comey, is that, like, right now, they're mad at him or feeling a way about Comey promoting his book. Like, they're saying, and the criticism is, oh, he's being too personal. He's taking shots at the president. Like maybe he should just, you know, go away with dignity and all of this, right? My thing is, why is it that every time the quote-unquote president goes at someone, they're supposed to take the high road and turn the other cheek? They do it all the time. It's the same thing that happened during the primaries when Donald Trump was going out making all these nicknames for all these all the Republicans, like, you know, Lion Ted, which he's a liar, yeah, that's true, and what's it, Little Rubio, all kind of foolishness this dude was saying. He's going out there talking foolish, talking crazy, and the moment you try to respond to it and talk crazy back, you got folks talking about, oh, you should be more dignified, you shouldn't stoop to his level. Where has that gotten him? Nowhere. You know why? Because nobody care. You understand what I'm saying? You're trying to play nice with somebody who plays dirty all the time. Sometimes you gotta play dirty too. Sometimes you gotta stick up for yourself. It annoys me to high hell that every time somebody tries to go at the president and says, like, yo, this is what he is, he's a liar, we gotta be nice and pussyfoot around calling him a liar. Call a spade. Like, when he lies, call it a lie. Stop playing. That's the problem. Like, we trying to be super nice and political, and he's straight up not being politically correct. And he's being applauded for it. Even though him not being politically correct a lot of times mean he's lying through his teeth and just talking foolishness. But it seems like if you're an opponent of the president, you have to play by different rules. But everybody that tries to play by those rules, they lose anyway. Like, the same reason I get upset when people get at Hillary Clinton for saying anything, anytime, anytime. Remember when she came out with her book? As soon as she came out with her book, they were scrutinizing it. It was like, oh, why don't she just go away? Like, she lost the election. Let's turn the page. She lost because she was a bad candidate. Woop, woop, wop, wop, woop, woop, wop. You understand what I'm saying? Like, and if you really look at it, all she's doing is speaking her truth. Because you got this guy even right now, Tito in Chief. Every 2 seconds, he has her name in his mouth. So why can't she respond? Why can't, once in a while, she says, you know what? He's a fool. Like, I had no problem with her, even back in the election, talking about or making a deplorable comment. Because in context, I wholeheartedly agree with her too. Like, yeah, a lot of his supporters are deplorable. Call it what it is. Like, a lot of his supporters were Ku Klux Klan supporting members and all that. Now, granted, not everybody, obviously. You can't throw everybody in the bucket. And she even came back to address this statement to basically say where she was wrong is that she made a blanket statement and didn't clarify exactly what she meant. You understand what I'm saying? But she came out early. When have you ever seen Donald Trump come back and clean up anything he said? I mean, without trying to blatantly lie and act like he didn't say it, because he does that all the time. But when has he ever truly apologized for anything he said? Ever. Ever. Go back. We got like at least 2-3 years of this fool on TV lying blatantly, making like false statements, over-exaggerating on everything. But yet we can't call him out on that. Do you see the foolishness in that? The insanity? Like, again, we want Hillary Clinton to go away. We don't want to hear about her anymore because she lost the election. When, to me, I mean, obviously, looking at what's going on right now, she was clearly the better, she would clearly be a better president than what he's doing right now. And please miss me with, oh, that's who the American people voted for. The truth of the matter is, like, he lost the popular vote. So, if you really want to be real about it, the American people pick somebody else. But because we have the electoral system, you know, it didn't go the way it was supposed to go. Now, granted, it's the system that we play, it's the game that we play. If we want to change it, change it. But that's what we, that's the rules. Those are the rules that we're playing. But miss me with the, again, oh, the American people voted this guy in like he had some majority. Because bottom line, he did. And bottom line, we all know, and stop pussyfooting around and tell the truth. The Russians helped sway the election. We all know that. Everybody knows that. But every time you hear people talk about it on television, it's like, oh, it's a possibility, or we're investigating to see if there was collusion, or there's a possibility. Or, and he's quick to say, oh, they may have tried to influence the elections, but there's no record or account of them actually influencing it. But when you go back to the FBI findings, they'll tell you straight up, and they did tell you straight up, that they didn't investigate the influence, right? Or they didn't investigate the idea of it actually having an impact. They just investigated the fact that it happened, right? So every time this fool gets on TV talking about, oh, there was no collusion. Even if they tried to influence the election, it had no impact on the result, which is, again, BS. Just like it's BS when they're talking about Comey coming out and acknowledging or stating that Hillary Clinton was back under investigation for these emails that they didn't get to actually review 11 days before the election, mind you. It's the same thing people saying that didn't matter and it didn't count. Come on, man. Use your head. But again, I don't have a problem with Comey speaking his truth. Now, his truth is that he felt that it was right. It was the right thing to do at the time. But my thing is, Comey's human. And Comey, if you really think about it, was under pressure from probably the Republicans, because he is a Republican. So I really believe that he was under pressure. He was worried that, and he even says as much, he was worried that if he didn't say anything about Hillary Clinton being under an investigation or being under investigation, that they would roast him and hang him out to dry once she won. Because, to be quite honest, he didn't know at the time what he was going to find, but he definitely was trying to cover his ass, or CYA, cover your own ass is what they say, right? He was definitely trying to do that. There's no denying that, right? So this guy was out there trying to cover his ass, so he was fearing the blowback from the Republicans. And if you go back during that time, they were talking about, oh, put her under the jail, she deleted these emails. They were talking about investigation upon investigation, investigate the Clinton Foundation for this and that. Or when you really look at it, it was nothing there, like for real, nothing there. Just innuendo and, you know, Fox News conspiracy. That's it. Alex Jones conspiracy theories. That's it. But yet, everybody was up in arms, right? So, again, Comey, I think, was trying to cover his own ass when he came out with that statement, because clearly he really didn't need to make that statement. So, at the end of the day, now that he's out promoting his book, trying to tell his truth, I think he's being honest. Like, I never got the impression that he was straight up lying about anything either way. I just felt that his motives initially, as it pertained to Hillary Clinton and how they handled the investigation, I believe there was some, you know, bias towards Hillary Clinton. It's a human thing. Like, there's no way you can tell me there wasn't bias against him breaking protocol and saying what he said. But I truly believe, at the end of the day, I don't know for sure if he knew what the total impact was going to be, but he definitely wanted to let it be known, especially before the election. And I think he actually kind of alluded to the fact that he wanted the American people to be able to make a decision, right? So basically you're saying that he wanted the American people to make an informed decision, right? But at the same time, like, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. My thing is, you're going to do that, tell us that Donald Trump was under investigation, right? Tell us that. Both of them are under investigation. To say that one was and one wasn't, or excuse me, to say that she was under investigation but not mention that he at the same time was under investigation, was kind of bogus. Now, I can believe that he really, truly believed he wasn't going to win anyway, so it didn't matter. But look where we are now with this fool on TV talking crazy, Twittering, like, or tweeting rather, crazy, foolish thoughts on a daily basis. It's just a mess. I believe, ultimately, history will not be kind to, number one, Trump, and two, all of these folks that are sticking their neck out for him, knowing, or maybe, I don't know, maybe they don't know, but they're blindly following a guy who will not stick his neck out for them. at the end of the day. He's not loyal. Only person he's loyal to is himself. I doubt if he's even loyal to his children, right? It is what he is. It is what it is, rather. So, again, let Comey live. He's out there, like I said, trying to get that shmoney. Comey, get that shmoney. Tell your story. Obviously, well, if you look at the book sales, people want to know. And don't get it twisted. Anybody coming out of that that whole situation, half of them are gonna be having, or half of them are gonna be looking to, you know, get these book deals popping so they can get their shmoney too. Well, that's all. That's all I got for today, man. Kind of tight about it. Kind of. Riled up and wanted to speak on it for the last couple of days, man. But that's my take on it. Stop the foolishness. Stop the double standards. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, call a spade, call a liar, he's a liar, he's a fraud. Just call him out on it. And be unapologetic about it too when you do it. Like, there's no need to try to play nice with this guy because he won't play nice with you. Sometimes you got to punch a bully dead in his face to get your respect. Right? Sometimes you got to punch that bully dead in his face to get your respect. And if you don't, that bully's going to keep bullying you. Going to keep walking over you. Going to keep taking your lunch money, right? So, it is what it is. It's Mill signing off. On another show. I don't got my show topic yet. Matter of fact, not the show topic. I don't have my officially what my show is going to be named. But matter of fact, I might switch it up a little bit here and there. But we'll figure it out. But this is the first one, first gem I'm dropping, jewels, as we used to say back in the days. And it is what it is. I'm out. It's your boy. Oh, just by the way, I just wanted to come back. I know that last segment sounded crazy. Obviously, if you can't tell, I'm in my car pushing. You know what I'm saying? I also on the side hustle, you know, do the Uber deal. So you might have heard that little alert. If you're an Uber driver or Lyft driver, you know what that sound was, that little beep in the deal. Right now, the audio sound kind of crazy. Probably even now I got my AC going, but again, I was driving on the highway and heard all that background noise, but I'm not going to try to clean it up. It is what it is. The next episode, I'll make sure the audio is a little bit cleaner, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more pleasing on the ears. But again, I just want to just give you a little disclaimer. I just want to put a disclaimer on that last, or rather the audio that you just heard. But anyway, again, it's your boy, Mills Mount.